Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, December 29, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Adaptive supply chain model tackles fluctuating demand and emission tax pressure. A new study from researchers at the University of Burdwan, Jahangirnagar University, and Tecnológico de Monterrey introduces an optimal control-based supply chain model that addresses fluctuating market demand and carbon emission regulations. By treating production rate as a dynamic variable instead of a fixed value, the model optimizes production decisions to reduce emissions while improving coordination between manufacturers and retailers. Using metaheuristic algorithms, the study found the equilibrium optimizer algorithm to be the most effective method. This research offers a practical approach for sustainable and economically viable supply chain operations in industries like steel, cement, chemicals, consumer goods, and logistics. By adjusting production dynamically, companies can balance cost, demand fluctuations, and emission targets in the face of tightening global emission taxes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.